I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. The great state of Montana, with 9 national parks, Glacier, Yellowstone, Nez Perce, Big Hole, Grant Coors Ranch, Lewis and Clark, Fort Union Trading Post, Little Bighorn Battlefield, Bighorn Canyon. My goodness, the cup runneth over in Montana. I go to Brian Yablonsky, the CEO of PERC, the Property, Environment, and Research Center in Bozeman, Montana, to discuss a national story that has connections to every state of the union and also directly to where I am, and that's New York and Connecticut. The Appalachian Trail is part of the legislation that's now in abeyance in the U.S. Congress, waiting for the Senate to vote, and then the House must vote. It's called the Great Outdoors Act, and the president has blessed it. He will sign it. Once it reaches his desk, goes the White House presentation. Brian, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. I have known for some time, thanks to PERC, that there are billions and billions of dollars of deferred maintenance in the national park system. I want to say that I walk the Appalachian Trail, and I can tell you a couple of corners that need work right now. What is the prospect of this moving along, and what is the prospect of them finally providing the money to repair all the damage from leaky faucets out west to broken trails out back east? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you for having me on your show. I'm literally calling you and looking out over mountain ranges in Yellowstone National Park right now, which was the world's first national park, and is experiencing its own maintenance backlog of at least $500 million. So this is the Great American Outdoors Act, John, is shaping up to be one of the most significant public lands conservation bills in a generation of time. And at PERC, as you know, we've always talked about conservation at its core is about taking care of the land you already own. And so one of the things that this legislation does is it fixes our national parks, our national forests, our national wildlife refuges by providing up to $9.5 billion to address what is a $20 billion deferred maintenance backlog. And what that will do is help fill what I call our great national pothole. That is, we've got about 21,000 miles of trails that need repaired in our park. We've got 25,000 buildings. Many of these are historic buildings in our national parks that need repair. 70% of our national parks infrastructure is more than 60 years old. And as you noted, wastewater facilities are huge as well. In Yellowstone alone, we have 10 wastewater facilities that are beyond their useful life that need to be fixed to a tune of about $100 million that could jeopardize the very rivers and streams that we have here in our parks.
Brian, the puzzle here is, who's against this? I mean, where are these villains? Are they hiding out? Do they have a name? Who could object to fixing the national parks?
No, I think this is actually one of those rare consensus issues. This legislation is fairly bipartisan. Our senator out here, Steve Daines, is one of the lead sponsors. Cory Gardner from Colorado, another big sponsor. And then you have and those are both Republicans. You've got Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, who's leading the charge on the Democrat side, along with Martin Heinrich from New Mexico, who's Democrat. So this is really a consensus type issue. I think the challenge is it's just, for whatever reason, fixing leaky pipes or overused toilets just historically has not been as sexy as creating a new national park or adding new land. So it's really been a challenge to bring this to the forefront and make it a priority for Congress. In this particular case, this isn't even a standalone bill. This is hitched to another provision that actually funds more federal land acquisition, and that's being tied together to actually make this whole package move forward.
It's a great summer for it, Brian. Here's why. Travel overseas is extremely challenging. Travel anywhere is going to be very cautious. And I'm told from the stats already, Americans are going to stay home and vacation. Therefore, they're going to attend the national parks and all the other aspects of the national parks I read off, including the Appalachian Trail. The use is going to be extraordinarily high, meaning the maintenance that's been deferred is now about to be joined by the maintenance in the future immediately. And I presume that Congress gets this. Now, why was it delayed? Was there a good reason? You said, well, it wasn't sexy, but was there some hesitation? Did it want the states to take it over where the parks are? Did it want private enterprise to enter into it? What was the thinking all those decades of deferring?
Well, I think you raise a good point. What I've said is coverage of the Great American Outdoors Act has been upside down. There has been so much more of a focus, especially in Congress, of the land and water conservation fund provisions of the bill that actually go to federal acquisition than to the maintenance side of the bill. And all the while, as you noted, there might be this surge in visitors this year. We've actually hit record visitation in our national parks over the last few years, which you would think would be true as the case as the population of America grows. But really, starting in the late 1980s, visitation to our national parks plateaued and was completely level until we got to about 2014. And in 2014, we saw this leap of almost 50 million additional visitors a year coming to our national parks, which just means more wear and tear on our trails, on boardwalks, campgrounds, the wastewater systems we talked about.
Right, right. And so what we're looking at here is something that has always been an issue, but over the last 6 or 7 years, it's been especially. What is the connection of the
Well, look, and John.
Yeah.
John, look, when PERC first started looking at this issue and raising attention to this issue, that was back in 1997. We had a report back then called Back to the Future to Save Our Parks. The deferred maintenance backlog back then was $5 billion. That was 1997. Now we're up in our national parks to $12 billion, and for all our federal lands, $20 billion.
Well, Brian, we both know if it's broken and you don't fix it, it stays broken. Okay, fine. The Land and Water Conservation Fund, that you report is very popular. That connects to the Appalachian Trail that I walk. How so? What will this new act do for the Land and Water Conservation Fund?
So the Land and Water Conservation Fund was established in 1964 to promote outdoor recreation, and it really has two parts. One is this is the pot of money used for federal land acquisition. And it's also used as a matching grants program for states to promote recreation. And the way this bill is set up, $900 million will be spent each year on the Land and Water Conservation Fund, mandatory and in perpetuity. So that's kind of forever and ever. Of that $900 million, at least 40% of it will have to be used for federal land acquisition in perpetuity.
That's a positive. Will it connect to the Appalachian Trail? 40% of it, the Conservancy reports, is on federal land. So is there going to be more acquiring? Do you imagine it'll grow? Are other parks going to grow, yeah. Brian?
Yeah, no. So let me tell you, I'll give you sort of the good, the bad, and the ugly of this particular provision, because this section has a little more controversy for sure than the deferred maintenance section. You know, at its best, the Land and Water Conservation Fund can be purchasing in holdings, you know, private lands that are inside national parks
right.
to make the parks full, can purchase parts of the trail, can purchase easements from private landowners to allow conservation or access, or open up other public lands. You could buy a stretch of land that might open up to 10,000 acres of public land, which might be a worthwhile thing if done strategically. The challenge, though, also, and you hear this from a number of members of Congress, is that 40% or $360 million a year to buy land forever and ever continues to add federal land to the federal estate without corresponding management or maintenance dollars. So a lot of folks, there are some folks in Congress who are concerned that particularly a lot of Western congressmen, you know, that the federal government already owns a whole lot of land, 640 million acres of land, and nearly half of the West is federally owned. You've got some states like Nevada that are 80% owned by the federal government, Utah more than 60% owned by the federal government, same with states like Idaho. So there's some concern from some of the members out West here where there are large federal land holdings, and the concern is the federal government buying too much land and then not having the money to manage and maintain these lands appropriately, which seems to have been the position we got ourselves into already with a $20 billion maintenance deficit.
Brian Yablonsky is the CEO at the Property Environmental Research Center in Bozeman, Montana. The Great American Outdoors Act on the edge of being law and acted upon. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.